Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you. Thank you, God, that we did not miss this. Thank you, Lord, by your grace, it did not pass us by. Thank you, Lord, you've gathered us here today because you've given us an ear to hear, oh yes, what the Spirit saith to the churches. And Lord, by the grace of God, let it be the Spirit to the church of Philadelphia. Lord, praise you, God. Hallelujah. You've kept the faith. You got a little strength. Oh my. Thank you, Jesus, for that crown that is laid up. As Brother Paul said, that exalted crown of righteousness, not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Lord, thank you, God. Cause us to fall more in love with your Son today. Lord, that wonderful Spirit that you sent and you have given, Lord God. Thank you for the abundance. He's taken all the things of Christ and he's made them mine. Lord, I thank you for the boldness that I have. Thank you, God, for that boldness. I'm your son. Thank you, God, for the calling. Thank you, God, you chose me. Lord, that's what your word says, and it is true. It is impossible for God to lie. And Lord, I stand upon the promises of God, which are yea and amen. Lord, I love you. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, God. Lord, just fill up the wineskin today. Lord, let it be overpouring, Lord God. Let there be an overflowing today, Lord Jesus. God, thank you. Thank you, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to every man that believes. And Lord, let us believe more and let us be quick to believe. We thank you. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Someday I'm going to open them eyes. You're going to see him. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Deuteronomy 13:3. 13:3 says there, about halfway down that verse, for the Lord your God proveth you, for the Lord your God proveth you, to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. The Lord your God proveth you, to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You know, I'm so thankful the Lord doesn't want robots. And I love how he starts that off, with all your heart. He wants passion from us. Amen? Does. And in that passion, then he speaks of the soul and all your soul. And praise be to God, I'm so thankful he saved my soul. Given me, hallelujah, the new man lives in me. And all that new man means full growth, fully grown. But don't ever, Lord, as he says, but have the passion, Jesse. Don't just have the knowledge. You need the zeal, but you need it according to knowledge. And I thank God how he brings this out over and over in the Word of God. But I want to emphasize as we get into this, it wasn't proving us whether you love God. I don't believe you'd be here today if you didn't love God. But he didn't say that, did it? He says, I'm searching, I'm trying those. You, that's who those are. Do you love me with all your heart and with all your soul? That's pretty heavy. That's pretty direct. That's pretty deep. Well, that's God. And I love how God brings this out, because this word love in the Hebrew, it's ahav. It's actually spelled A-H-A-B, but a B is a V, so it's ahav. And just like words that are in the Greek, the words in Hebrew, so many different words describe love, and this is a very specific word for love, very deep word for love. Matter of fact, it's a word for love that means attracted, attached. It means a superior love. You'll find this same word when it was speaking of Isaac's love for Rebekah. You'll find the same word love when it was trying to describe in the Word of God Jacob's love for Rachel. Went on even to describe the love that Jacob had that exceeded the love for Joseph that exceeded all the other brothers that Joseph had. He went on to describe the same love that the king had above all the other virgins for Esther. And maybe the best of all, it's the same word love that the Shulamite said, I have found him whom my soul loves. Well, he's got my attention. So really the question is, Jesse, not do you love me, but are you in love with me? And are you in first love with me? Brought me back to a sweet time. And I thank God. There's a lot of sweet times in my life. And I can count every one of them. It's always been the Lord. And one of those times had to be with my uncle. And one of those times he was just delirious in the Lord. You know, kind of that crazy look. He come running at me. He said, you know, the only requirement there is for that first rank, son, is that you love his appearing. You love his appearing. The only requirement is that agape, divine, first love. Everything about your life is seeing Jesus. The desire to depart. That my heart is captivated with the thought of eternity with Jesus Christ, my bridegroom. But at that time, immediately my mind wanted to contend that thought. You know how we are. Well, let's think about it for a bit. You know, I don't think I want to think too much anymore. I just want Jesus' word to react and explode and cause me to fly. But this was one of those thoughtful moments. And thank God it was just a moment, but I'm going to tell you what I thought. I heard that, well, the only requirement is just to love his appearing. And I thought, well, now wait, there's more to it. You know, I got to be fighting a good fight. I got to be keeping the faith, you know. And then I've got to finish my course. But I'm so thankful God in his faithfulness. It was about maybe 28, 29 seconds. And he shut that down real quick. He shut that self-serving flesh down immediately. Because he's faithful. Because he loves me. And there was chastening going on right at that moment. And I could have just cowered and said, oh, I'm so wicked and I'm so... No, I just got up and I said, you know what? You're right. What am I doing? Why am I thinking this? I get it. I'm in this flesh. But your word said otherwise. And praise God, I know the word of the Lord spoke to me. He said, my son, all the faith, all the good fight, all the finished course you'll ever need is performed and accomplished in your life by one thing. My love. My love. And specifically, son, do you love me? Do you have that agape divine love that I love you with? Do you love me with that love? And I was thinking about how the last words that Jesus spoke to Peter, the same proving really that we have here in Deuteronomy, it was the same thing. Peter, do you divinely love me? As you know that story, Peter kept telling him, Lord, you know I love you. But it wasn't divine love. It wasn't agape love. It was filio. It was said, no, I love you. I love you as a friend. I love you. You know, I respect you. You're God. You're the Christ. No, Peter, do you divinely love me? See, the Lord was, he was setting something up, wasn't he? Set something up not just for Peter, but for Jesse and for anybody, praise God, all of his sons. But see, I take it personally. You know, I'm the only one with the Lord, just like you are too. I loved that yesterday. This sister had to just tell me that, you know, I can talk about Sister Arlene. She's probably watching right now. She says, you know, I'm the only one. And I said, I'm glad you know that I'm the only one too. But isn't he a mighty God? Isn't he wonderful? And that's why he's so omnipotent, but he's so intimate. He's just amazing. And that's our God. And it just, it is. Brother said, it's just crazy. But I'm so thankful he's crazy in love with me. But it really, it's so true. It's Peter, do you divinely love me? He didn't say, Peter, are you willing to go to the mission field for me? He didn't say, Peter, I want you to be a great pastor. No, he said, Peter, do you love me? Do you divinely love me? And see, what was going on was Jesus had spoken earlier. And John received this so sweetly. And he wrote of it. You know, I'm sending the Holy Ghost to you. I'm going to send the Spirit. I'm going to send the Comforter. I'm going to send the one that will shed love abroad in your heart. You haven't even seen love yet, Peter. You can't receive it yet. I've been trying to tell you guys, as a matter of fact, you couldn't receive it. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, you're going to receive it. Because he's going to shed love abroad in your heart. And in that love, you're going to believe me. You're going to get love shed abroad in your heart. And you're going to believe, yea, the deep things of God. You're going to get love shed abroad in your heart. And you're going to come unto me out from among the camp that thinks that they can only love this much and God can only be this much of a lover. No, I'm going to show you how much of a lover God is if you're willing to come out from among the camp. I'm going to let you mount on a camel. I'm going to let you go with my Holy Ghost. And I'm going to take you right to the heart of the bridegroom. And if you're ready for it, I'll tell you what, you'll be lighting off that camel and you're going to see me running through a field. And I'm going to light you right off that camel and take you into my mother's tent. And we're going to consummate this thing. You got to come to get the whole bit of that story. And I'm thankful you do. Wonderful. Mighty. Incredible. But I'll tell you what. He said, Peter, I'm going to prove you love me. I'm going to prove you love me. Because I've called you and I've chosen you. I'm going to prove you love me. With all your heart and with all your soul. Now Jesus told of the reason for the Holy Ghost. He said, I am going to shed that love abroad in your heart. I'm going to increase love like never before. Because Jesus knew, and his plan, the plan of God, was he'd have a wife. So you have to have love shed abroad in your heart to really believe and have the knowledge and understanding that there is this wonder that the prophets wrote of. They wrote of these things, these stories in the Old Testament. They were all laid out. And if you really look at them sincerely in truth, it's all about love. It's all about a divine love. It's all about a first love. There is always a preeminent love theme throughout almost every story in the Old Testament. And those Old Testament writers, the prophets, men and women of God, they wrote those things. And they wanted to look into them. They knew that there was something very deep and incredibly spiritual. Obviously, it was the Word of God. That there was more there. But yet the Lord said they wrote those things for us. You know, when he tells me that, I can't feel sorry for myself anymore. I can't. But he wrote those things for me. To receive, yea, those deep things. And all of that was ministered so perfectly in the Old Testament, wasn't it? And the reason that you see it is because of the Holy Ghost. Because love has been shed abroad. And prepared you to receive what's called Paul's gospel. Amen. Paul brought in the mystery of Jesus Christ in the church, or the bride of Christ. It's exactly what he brought in. If there wasn't a need for a bridal message, there would be no need for Paul's gospel. All of the salvation had been preached, all of that wonderful blood, the sacrifice, all of that was there and it was done. But yet there was still so much more that was hidden within those scriptures that was laid out, because there was going to be the completion. And I'm talking about the completion of the Word of God. I'm talking about truly the thing and the one thing that would complete Jesus, because he is the Word of God. See, people don't even understand that. Well, how could you say Jesus isn't complete? Because the Word of God in Colossians tells us that. It said Paul's gospel came to complete the Word of God. And I, by the grace of God, am preaching to you today the completion of the Word of God. It's called the bridal truth. It's marvelous, is it not? Isn't it wonderful? And then the likes of us to be able to preach it and hear it and receive it, we'd look at one another and look at yourself in the mirror. That's just no way. I'm too wicked. I'm too unfaithful. I'm too unbelieving. And Jesus says, you're just the guy I'm looking for. The one that thinks he's so righteous, doesn't need it and all that. Most of them, you know what? They never even will take the time to hear it. But the Word of God tells us that Paul's gospel has been preached to every creature under heaven. Kind of hard to comprehend that. But the Word of God says it's true. And he that wills to know will know of the gospel of Christ. And it's amazing what the internet has testified to me that that's true. I get little notes from all over this planet. And oftentimes, I thought I was the only one, or we thought we were the only one that saw this. And there, you can just sense how ecstatic their heart is, that they're hearing others that love the bridegroom. Yeah. Now, brothers and sisters, this is wonderful. I'm going to increase your love like never before, because I'm going to have a wife, and my Father is going to seek out the wife for me. Amen. Once again, in John, it said, I'm going to search out. I'm seeking and searching the true worshiper. The true worshiper who worships me in spirit and in truth. As we rejoice and have rejoiced for many times together. Amen. The word worship means to draw nigh in fervent love to kiss. It's there. Go look it up. This is the lovers. This is that worship. It goes beyond. It's offensive to many. It was like offensive, like Mary was offensive to Martha and those that were busy. He said, well, wait a second. You're not supposed to be doing that. Why are you touching him? Why are you there at his feet and we're busy? And I'm glad she didn't have to say a thing, did he? Did she? Because he did. Don't you bother her. Don't you bother us. She's chosen the better part, the better place. Amen? I like that better place. And you know what? It's offensive to those that don't understand. There's offensive to those that want the good. It can be even offensive to those that want the acceptable. But by the grace of God, I heard him tell Jesse, son, come get the perfect will of God. Amen. David was offensive, wasn't he? When he stripped off his clothes and danced before the Lord naked. Kings don't do that. Yeah, but lovers do. Huh? Come on. Come on. Oh, I'll make you blush. It's all right. You need to. You're too stiff. Now let's let the word, let's let the Spirit make the word come together for us today. If it wasn't all about a first love, a preeminent love, I said it earlier, there'd be no need for the Apostle Paul's gospel of Christ and the bride. There wouldn't be. It would just be one big gathering. We're all going to gather at the river. And I love that. And I thank God. And there'll be a type in that. But there's far more. And there is. If it wasn't about the first love, there would be no mention of the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Why would that be laid out there? Whoa, what's that? Well, let's not read that. Because that's something that's just too much to understand. For one that doesn't want to grow up and hear the word of God. One that doesn't want to have love shed abroad to say, you know what, I'm bold in my love. And I'm bold, more importantly, in the love of God to me. But see, there would have been no need, if there wasn't first love, there'd be no need to know the love of Christ, would there? Amen. There'd be no need to be filled with all the fullness of God. And what is God? God is love. There'd be no reason to be filled with all the fullness of love. And again, who is the one that brought those precious things out? Yeah, the chief of sinners, the Apostle Paul. Praise God. But you know what? We know. We do know. We know. And we know it's the only reason, by the grace of God, truly we live and breathe, is to be found of God in first love with Jesus Christ. Amen? I don't want to be found any other way. I want to be found in first love. Amen? And I know, by the grace of God, the Lord's going to have us doing things. We're occupying till he come. But my occupation overall better be, by the grace of God, first love. Just and truly, and it's not psyching myself up, because a lot of times I ain't psyched up. But I'll tell you what does psych me up is when I think about how much he loves me, how much he adores me. I was rejoicing in it Friday night. We got together. I was just beside myself, and I'm still beside myself even a little bit more. How satisfied, how confident, how content, how much I rest in the peace that I have in knowing how much he loves me and growing more and more in how much he loves me. But the only way that I get that is by reading the love letters and having the Spirit read those love letters to me. That's the power of his might. That's the very power of his heart. I was encouraging a brother, I think I was. But I was talking about all them love letters I got from my wife all those years. Amazing the manifold things that God has blessed me with those letters. You know, I wasn't looking in there to a how-to list or, you know, what was I going to get in there about something that I could apply to my life? Huh? Isn't that about 99% of the time we go to the Word of God? Let's see, how am I going to apply this to my life? Let's see, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? I read those letters for two reasons. To read how much she loved me and how much she wanted to see me. I'm beginning to read that for two reasons. How much he loves me and how much he wants to see me. Lord! You'll begin to grow. Oh, I can testify of it. Brothers and sisters, that is the reason. And how inspiring it is to our hearts. I jump on over here with me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard. Listen to this. Get locked in. This is it. Don't be distracted by things of this afternoon or this week or what you think God's got to do for you. He's already done it. And here it is. He's laid it up. Feast on the strong meat. But as it is written, just like Jesus said, it is written. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And once again, that love is agape love. That's divine love. Because you got to read verse 10. Why? It's this divine agape love. But God hath revealed them unto us. And you know who part of that us was? Was Brother Paul. The one who said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. There is therefore now that crown of righteousness, that exalted rank of righteousness crown. It's laid up for me. But not unto me only, but unto all them also that love, agape, divinely love his appearing. This same love, those that love him. And what has he done for those, and I'll say this by the grace of God, of us with Paul that love him? Oh, what we see, what we know, what God has revealed unto us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God, and we turn on over to Ephesians 3, 18 and 19 to continue on with the deep things of God, that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and height. All of that right there, the same description, the same word in a sense, a word grouping, the deep things. And what are those deep things? To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And I will say it this way, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of love. Amen. Praise God. This is where this is going. Brothers and sisters, those that are in love, that's why he was after Peter. Peter, do you love me? My goodness, they will see and they will have the exceeding riches of his grace. And to wrap it up, why is it love? Why is it love? And I've always appreciated this. I thank God when people get irritated about me preaching about the love of God. He always preaches about love. Thank you. You're too bold and, you know, you're too persistent about Paul's gospel. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. All by the grace of God. All by the grace of God. Because love and the power of God's love conquers everything. Nothing could stand against the power of the love of God. The love of God will inspire you, motivate you, change you, alter you. Praise God, it does everything in you. It causes you to do the things you never wanted to do. Amen. We've talked dishes before, haven't we? Vacuuming. I got a brother here, and he told me I never got up off a chair. Even thought mother chewed my food for me and gave it to me. And he knows it. He's shaking his head right now. But brother, I'm in love. And I do dishes, laundry once in a while, but I've ruined it a couple times. The love of God will have you things you never knew would be done in you. Yeah. Stay on it now. Love sets your affections on the things above. God's love does that. God's love does that. As opposed to setting our affections, and let's just be honest, I know it says the things of this earth, but it's my affections on me, on things that concern me. See, the love of God, the testimony of the love of God, is it gets off of me and it's all on him. That's the love of God. That's the power of the love of God. The love of God can cause you to leave family. Ask Rebecca. The love of God can cause you to leave your heritage. It can cause you to leave your people. Ask Paul. It can have you lay down all the trophies of your life. What makes you special to you? The love of God can have that set aside. Because it comes down to one thing. And really, remember, Peter, are you just in love with how you love me? Huh? Are you in love with how you love me, Peter? Or Peter, are you in love with me? There's a difference. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. This powerful love caused Jesus to leave the throne. This powerful love caused our precious Savior to be made lower than the angels. The lowest of men caused our wonderful Savior to be the worm on the cross. The power of the love of God caused him to be separated from the Father. And I thank the Lord as he put this in my heart. Lord, if the love of God is that powerful, I know that the love of God is powerful enough to change me. I know the love of God is powerful enough to have me leave the cares of this life. I know the power of the love of God can cause me to forget about even the desires of my flesh. And I have to tell you, I got a little bit excited. I said, thank you, Jesus, that I do know the love of Christ is living in my life. And I thank God. I can testify. The love of God has changed me. And it has. And I have to testify, the love of God is changing me. And all I can think of, my beautiful bridegroom, I said to him, oh Lord, You're changing me. I'm gold for you. Gold for you. The inheritance, the riches. I am, praise be to God, I'm coming forth gold for him. Thank him today. So we come and we partake in communion this morning. Just thank him. Let him prove in you. And he does that with Paul's gospel. He does it with Paul's gospel. He does it with the word of his grace. Lord, let my ear want to hear it more. Let my life be set in defense of this gospel. Don't let anything get between. Lord, I want to finish with that first love. And I know everything that you have given to my life has been that good gift from above. As they sang, all the mistakes, oh no, they were perfect. They have each and every one of us sitting here today. And I'm praying your heart's perked up this morning. I really am. I'm praying your heart's perked up this morning. Let me tell you something. You've got the first love gospel. Jesus, all my heart and all my soul. Let's pray. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. We're grateful again for your Son, the Word, the love of God, full of grace and truth. And Lord, we thank you that he has been made everything to us. Everything to us. He is everything, and yet he's everything he's been made to us. We've been made the very righteousness of God in him, in Christ Jesus. Father, we've been made the very thing that you love. You said, I love my righteousness. Hallelujah. He loves righteousness. And we've been made that for you. All because of Jesus. Lord, thank you. Help us. Help each life here today, this morning. Have them rejoice. God, you finished that. You took all the guilt. You took all the pain. You took all the mistakes. And Lord, let us just rejoice. You love us. You adore us. That passion, that desire is beyond comprehension, but yet I know that love because you tell me it. And Lord, in that, let all my heart, let all my passion break forth for you. Let all my soul, hallelujah, this inward man want to grow up into you in all things. Because you have said it, Lord. This isn't given of man, as Paul said. This wasn't concocted by me this morning. This is the word of your grace. This is the strong meat. This, praise God, is the word of the Lord that is given to the Philadelphia church. Lord, help us to awaken. God, hallelujah, it is a better thing. It's exceeding and great and precious promises. Lord, thank you that we get to not just peer into this. My goodness, Lord, we're holding it, beholding it. And Lord, we've got it. Help us just to finish, Lord, saying thank you. Thank you for what you've given. Thank you, Lord, that you have said it. I believe it. It is so. Lord, thank you. By faith, we are justified. Hallelujah. By faith, we are glorified. By faith, thank you, God, I'm transformed. I'm renewed. Hallelujah. My mind, God, it's yours. It's the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, we give you all the praise. May you be magnified. May you be lifted up in Jesus' name. Amen.